Lamed Chesam Aleph. Amar Le Abaye L'Rav Yosef. Hai Kuba Da'ara, Mayim Varchan Yilavei. So Kuba Da'ara, we already learned what that was. Rashi already told us on the bottom of Lamed Zayin and Beis that they would make a Makom Chalal Bekira. They would make this hollowed out area in the Kira. And they would nosin betocho, mayim vekemach. They would put water and flour into this hollowed out area. So when you do that, what do you make on the food that comes out of that? So mayim varchan yilavei, what bracha does one recite? Amrle misavrit nahamahu. Do you think that that's called bread? That's not called bread. Guvla bi'almahu. It's like batter. It's not. I don't know if that's the translation of guvla, but I think so. It's and therefore it should be a bari mizonos. It is not real bread. Marzutra kavasu udase ilavei ubirich ilavei matzilechem in aretz v'sholosh brachos. Marzutra was kaveh suuda on it, and therefore said amotzi and benched on it. And that happens to be true of things that are mizonos. That if you're kaveh suuda on something that might otherwise be mizonos, it then becomes hamotzi. So if you're at a shmorg or something and you just eat a few mizonos things, but then you stuff your face to the point that you don't need to eat dinner anymore because you made that your suuda, so you get into real shailas of maybe you should have washed even if you didn't have any bread. Amr mar baravashi, va'adam yotze behen yideicho vaso bepesach. You can even be yotze your mitzvah on Pesach. What mitzvah? Matzah. Mai taima lechem oni karinen bei. It would fit the bill as lechem oni. It would qualify as lechem oni. Vam mar baravashi. Mar baravashi also taught a separate halacha. So I guess the first main point over here would be that this, and is it a loose batter? What's the impression that you get? It's a hollowed out part of the oven where they have flour, water. How did Rabbi Sorge translate it? Yeah, so if you have this...
I was thinking more that there's like, it's a specific pan within the oven, so it might not necessarily be loose, it's just like shaping.
It's more like fried, it's like fried kind of bread?
It's like shaping it itself. The batter might start out thick, but it's not going to be something soft. It's going to come out hard.
It'll come out hard, like a cracker? It's more like a cracker or a pancake?
It's fried though. So
I would think more like a pancake maybe. Okay.
No, but it seems that there's a hole in the middle, so... It's more like a
big. Who said there's a hole in the middle?
The hollow.
What?
The hollow factor seems
to make sense. I don't know. I thought that was just in the kira. In the stove, they hollowed out a part of the stove where you poured this batter in, and then it comes out like a pancake.
I assumed that meant it was like a pan meant for something.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. So anyway, this kuba da'ara is a mizonos, but if you're kaveh asu'udah, you make hamotzi, and you could be yotzei matzah with it. Got to figure out what the metzius is, though. Yeah. Tosus points out that there were certain times that people would be makbid to wash because they knew they were going to have too much mizonos where it's going to raise a suffix of hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So the person should be careful about that. V'yamar mar baravashi, hay duv shudetamri. If you have date honey, mevarchni lavei shakol niya bedvaro. The bracha is shakol niya bedvaro, even though it's pure date product. Mai taima zeh bialmahu, because it's just like the sweat of the date. It's not the actual fruit. Kiman. So who is that following? Ki aitana, it follows the following shita. Ditznan, dvash tamarim, date honey, v'yein tapuchim, and apple wine. What's apple wine? We don't call it apple wine. We call it apple cider. V'chometz sophonios, and vinegar of sophonios. What are sophonios? These are like little grapes that are not that will never ripen. So the vinegar that's produced from these little grapes that never ripen. Vishar may peros shel truma, and all other may peros, all other fruit juices of truma. So Rabbi Lazar mechayev keren v'chomesh, Rabbi Shua poter. Rabbi Lazar says if you eat it and you're not a kohen, you have to pay b'shogeg, you have to pay keren v'chomesh. You have to pay back what it's worth plus an additional chomesh, which means it counts as achilas truma. When you eat truma b'shogeg, you have to pay back the value plus an additional 25%. But Rabbi Shua says no, you're poter because it is not the fruit of truma that you ate. It is fruit juice, and fruit juice is what we call zeya bialma. It's just the sweat of the fruit, and is not considered that you've eaten truma fruits. One of the rabbanim said to Rava, trima mahu. What would be the din? What bracha would you say on trima? Trima means you take a fruit and you pulverize it, you crush it. So applesauce kind of thing. So lo hava adaita de Rav Mai Karmelei. Rava didn't know what trima was, so he had no idea what he was asking. You know, someone says, what do you make on hubukadubles? So what? What's a hubukadubles? He has no idea, so he got to find out, do the research, what's he talking about? Yosef Ravina kamei de Rava, amalei de shumshmi ka'amrit, o de kurtmi ka'amrit, o de portsni ka'amrit. There are three types of trima. There is saffron trima, there's sesame trima, there's saffron trima, and there's crushed grapes trima. I didn't know which one you're asking about. Adahachi vahachi aske Rava ledaite. Amrle chashilta vade ka'amrit. In the interim, Rava figured out that he was talking about cress. Vadkarta milsa hadam Ravasi, and he was reminded of what Ravasi had said, that hai tamri shel truma mutulasas man trima va'asalas man shechar. If you have truma dates, the halacha is you're not allowed to destroy truma. So you're not allowed to make beer out of it because that's considered destroying the dates. But you're allowed to make trima out of it because that's considered that you're maintaining the fruit. As Rashi says, she'eino mafsida. You are not ruining it, and therefore it's considered to still be in its fruit state. And therefore what? What does that mean in terms of bracha? It's still a bar priya eitz. V'ilchus atamri v'avdinu trima m'vrachim ilavayu. Borei pri ha'etz. The halach is, if you take dates and you crush them, the bracha is borei pri ha'etz. My taima b'milsayu kaimi k'dmei kara. And the reason is that they remain in their original state. They're considered to have remained in their original state. They're still considered to be a fruit. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch quotes a truma sedeshen that if the fruit is completely pulverized, then it's shakol ni'abedvaro. We're talking about over here where there's still some elements, some chunks of the fruit involved. So that's why if you look in the brachos books, what bracha do you say on applesauce? So it depends on what? Right, if there are pieces. Because then it would be trima if there are pieces. If there aren't pieces, then it's not trima, then it's shakol ni'abedvaro. So main point number two, crushed fruit, if still in somewhat of its original state, you say borei pri ha'etz. Yeah.
We're not allowed to make it into a beer, right?
You're allowed to make dates into a beer, not truma dates, because truma you're not allowed to destroy. So truma has a certain kedusha to it, but regular dates you can make into a beer. Shasisa, Rava Meshakol Niyabedvaro, Shasisa, which Rashi explains for us, is a ma'achal ha'asui mikemach kloyos. It's made shenisyav shubitanur. It's made from flour that's made from kernels that are dried in an oven, ba'odsha shibalim lachim, while these stalks are still moist. So this food that you make from these kernels, these toasted kernels, Rav says the bracha shakol niyabedvaro. Shmuel amar bari minei mezonos. Shmuel says mezonos. Amar chisav lo pligi. They're not arguing. Haba ava. Habaracha, depends if it's thick or thin. Avala achila avdila, rach lerefua ka avdila. If it's thick, it's made for achila, and therefore it's considered a bari minei mezonos. If it's thin, it's considered to be lerefua, and therefore it would be shakol niya bidvaro. So Masav Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef asks, but wait a second. Vishavin shebochshin es hashasus b'shabes, vishosin zisum amitzri. But wait a second, didn't we say that everyone agrees that you're allowed to stir the shasus, which is what we're talking about, the shasisa, on Shabbos, and you're allowed to drink zeisum hamitzri, which something that's also therapeutic. But if you hold that it's mamish for refuah, that it's considered a real refuah, why are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? You're not allowed to have refuah on Shabbos. Why are you not allowed to have refuah on Shabbos? A gzera, lest you come to grind. What about things that don't get ground? They don't get ground at all. Still, if it's purely for medicine, we learned a couple of dapim ago, right? We learned on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph that if it's purely for medicinal reasons, and it's obvious that it's for medicinal reasons, you're eating chicken soup, it's not obvious that it's for medicinal reasons. But you start gargling, olive oil, the Gemara gave the example, so it's obviously to soothe your throat in some way, so then it's asr to do on Shabbos, even though the olive oil is not ground, but still, it's part of the Yisr of Refuah. So ask the Gemara, how can you say that Shasis is for Refuah? You're allowed to have it on Shabbos. You don't agree with this. You're allowed to eat whatever food you want for Refuah. You're allowed to drink whatever drink you want for Refuah. You just can't have medicine. So you want to have a tea with honey because your throat hurts? Great, no problem. You're allowed to do that, even though you're only doing it because your throat hurts, because it's food, it's drink, it's regular food. Because we assume that the person has kavana for achila, and therefore here also, as long as the person has kavana for achila, even though it is a refuah, it's okay to take it on Shabbos. Lishna achrina elamas lechlemer gavra laachila kamechavin urefuah memela kahavia. Another lashon has it that the guy intends to eat it; the refuah happens on its own. Hachanami laachila kamechavin urefuah memela kahavia. Over here also, we assume that his primary purpose is to eat it, and the refuah happens on its own. Says the Gemara, Utsricha d'Rava Shmuel, meaning, we already learned it a brisa, that you're allowed to eat anything that is a food, even if it happens to give you refuah benefits. So why do Rav and Shmuel need to tell me about Shasisa? Right, is that the point? If we already know from the Braisa, you're allowed to have anything that's for refuah benefits. So says the Gemara, we need Rav and Shmuel. Dimei hai, hava minil achila kamechavin urefuah memela kavya, avalacha kivin dil achila urefuah kamechavin lo livrachalei klal. If we only had the Shabbos din, I would have said, yeah, if the guy is really intending to eat it, and it just happens to have some therapeutic value, so you're allowed to take it on Shabbos. But I would think as far as the bracha is concerned, since he's really trying to get the refuah from it, maybe he shouldn't say the bracha at all. That even if you're taking a medicine, but it tastes good, and you're getting hana'a from taking that medicine, halacha is, you say a bracha. That's the chiddush of Rav and Shmuel. So if you enjoy the taste of flavored cough medicine, they put flavors in there. So what's the point of the flavoring in cough medicine? Is it to make it taste delicious? Or is it to make it taste slightly less nasty so that you won't vomit when you have it? So if it's to make it taste delicious and you actually find it to be delicious, you would say a bracha on cough medicine, according to what the Gemara is saying, right? And the halacha. If it doesn't taste delicious, it's just slightly less nasty so that you don't vomit from it, then you would not say a bracha on it. Some of my children, when they were little, there's a cough medicine, Delsum. It's this orange-flavored cough medicine. They loved it. They would pretend to have coughs so that we would give them Delsum. It's disgusting. But they loved it. So maybe if they love it, maybe in a chinami, they would have to say a bracha on it. Yeah, right. The little Flintstones vitamins.
Yeah, everyone would fake a stomachache for
Tums. Oh, really? Tums are delicious? Okay, so maybe, yeah. So, main point over here, medicine that tastes good, you say a shakalan, and you can have it on Shabbos. So, bracha on medicine is an important topic over here. Good. Next, where are we? Two dots. Shala pasu omer hamotzi. So on bread you say hamotzi. It's different than everything else that grows from the ground. Tan rabbanan mahu omer hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Rabbi Nechemya omer motzi lechem min haaretz. Machlokas whether the proper bracha is hamotzi or just motzi. Omer Rava, unbelievable. Says Rava, bimotzi kuliyam lo pligi daapik mashma. The word motzi, everyone agrees, it sounds like you're saying that which already came out of the ground, past tense. Everyone, and that would be appropriate, because you're talking about that which already came out from the ground, you're eating it already, that would be appropriate. Tichsiv kel motziyam mi mitzrayim. How do I know motzi means already happened? We refer to God as the God that was motziyam mi mitzrayim. That's not a future event. That is a past event. Ki pligi, what they're really arguing about is beha motzi. What does the word ha motzi mean? Rabbanan savri ha motzi da'apik mashma. Tichsiv ha motzi l'chamayim mitzora chalamish. That ha motzi also means that already came out. Because the pasuk says hamotzi lechamayim, and that was a past event. Rabbi Nechemi suffer hamotzi demapik mashma, that the word hamotzi cannot be used when you say the bracha, because hamotzi means what? Will come out of the ground. Demapik mashma, in the future, not in the past. Shenemar hamotzi eschem mitachas sivlos mitzrayim. Wait, does that make sense? Oh yeah, Hamotzi is mitach sivlos mitzrayim. Look at Rashi. Sha'asa dolotzi tichsev Hamotzi eschem. K'shnemer pasuk said to Moshe, when that pasuk was being said to Moshe, adayin lo yatsu, they hadn't yet come out. V'hamotzi l'chamayim adayin ha'yamotzi kol yimei ha'yosim b'midbar. Hamotzi l'chamayim was happening throughout their entire stay in the midbar. So says the Gemara, v'rabbanan ha'hu hachi kamiluhu. No, that pasuk should not be a proof to anything. It doesn't mean that Hamotzi is future tense, because here's what Hashem was saying. This is what Hashem was saying to the Jewish people. When I take you out, I'm going to do it in such a demonstrative way, in such a way that it will be clear to you that I am the one who had past tense taken you out of Mitzrayim. So Hashem was saying, in the future, when you're looking back at this, you're going to look back at this as I am the one that did this for you. Past tense. Tichsiv, v'yadatem k'ani Hashem elokeichem, hamotzi. Period. Now, says the Gemara, mishtapchen le'rabbanan l'rabbi Zeira, barav zvid, achod rabbi Shimon barav zvid, dadam gadolhu. The Rabbanan were saying the nicest things about Rabbi Zeira bar Zvid, the brother of Shimon bar Zvid, that he was an Adam Gadol, that he was such a Ubaki be brachos, who he was a great expert in brachos. Amar lam, so he said to him, L'chshiyav liyadchem, heviu liyadi. So when he comes to visit, I want you to bring him to me. I'd like to meet this great expert. Zimna chada ikla l'gabei. So one time he came to visit, afiku le'rifta. So he brought out some bread in honor of the chashva guest. Pasach va'amar, motzi. He said the bracha motzi. Now remember, motzi, everyone agreed, works. Everyone agreed that that's a fair way to formulate the bracha. The whole machlokas was, does hamotzi also work? So if he says motzi, he's saying something that is good according to everybody. So Amar, zeu shomer lev davdim gadalu, ubagi brachasu, this is the guy that you claim is the world expert in brachos. He's saying motzi. What did he do wrong? He's saying something that definitely works. Because bishlama iyamar hamotzi, Ashmina time of Ashmina Dilchsek Rabbanan. If he were to say Hamotzi, he's teaching us a chiddush in the way he says his bracha. He's telling us that you should know that there's such a halacha, that Hamotzi works, even though not everyone agrees. Eladomer Motzi, Maikam Ashmalan. You know, to say Motzi, that's just playing it safe. What's he teaching us already? Everyone agrees that Motzi works. So why did he do it then? V'iu David afuki nafshi miplukta. He just did it because he didn't want to get involved in a machlokas. He wanted to do something that works l'kuli alma. Sometimes, you know, when you try to figure out what's an appropriate chumrah and what's an inappropriate chumrah. So one of the things that the style of the Mishnah Berurah, for example, is when there's a machlokas, he often says that it's appropriate to be machmir, to be yotzei all of the opinions. So that's what he was doing. He's trying to be machmir, to be yotzei all the opinions. V'ilchasa ha-motzi lechem min ha-aretz. We paskin to say ha-motzi. The Kaimel and Rabbanan da Amri da Apik Mashma, because we pass them like the Rabbanan who say that the word Hamotzi means past tense. So the last main point over here, Motzi all agree means past tense and can be used for the bracha. Hamotzi is a machlokas, but we pass and we paskin to say Hamotzi, which teaches us more. It's more of a statement to say Hamotzi.